ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf mem aleph. The Gemara over here is discussing the Machlokes, the Yehuda and the Shimon, on the various psulim which we find in Kodshim. The halacha is that some of the psulim in Olul and Mizbeach, the halacha is lo yered, they should not be taken down once they've already gone up onto the Mizbeach, and other psulim, the halacha is that im Olul yeredu. Now the Machlokes, Yehuda and Shimon is working out which exact psulim have a halacha of Olul lo yered, and which ones have a loch of all sotei. The Yehuda is very machmer, and he says that we have three miyutim telling us anishchato balaylo, anishpachdomo, aniyotzadomo. These are a loch of teirid, whereas Reb Shimon holds that all the psulim have a loch of im olu lo yeridu. Besides, there's a miyut, says Reb Shimon, he also agrees for these psulim mentioned in the Braisa, Reveya, Nirba, Mukta, Nevad, Esnan Mechir, Klaim and Trefi, Tedoifen, these psulim have a miut of Zois which tell us that the halacha is im olu yeridu. Now the Gemara by us in Daf Mem Aleph at the beginning of the Omid explains the shita of Reb Shimon, that what differentiates the various psulim, why these psulim mentioned in the Braisa have a halacha of olu yeridu, says the Gemara, because everything depends on something which is psulim bakoidesh. Says the Gemara, kol dovosh hoyo psulim bakoidesh, the halacha is, if it was psulim bakoidesh, then we have a deal of im olu lo yeridu. Whereas in the case where the psul wasn't bakoidesh, then it is mochomo, and therefore the halacha is im also teri. This we learn from the pasuk of Zois in the Shita of Reb Shimon. Now, in the exact definition and what does the Gemara mean over here in the din of psulim bakoidesh, we find various shittas in Rishonim over here, and so too in Zvachim in Daf Samach Chesamid Beis over there. Also, the Gemara makes this difference. If the halacha of Olul Yerdu and the din of Tumah Bebeis Abli, or the Gemara over there is discussing, depends on the din of psulim bakoidesh, whether the psul can be considered something which is psulim bakoidesh and therefore has a halacha of im Olul lo Yerdu. Now the Rishonim have a machlokes over here, and they discuss various pshotim in what is included in something which is psulim bakoidesh. We'll start with the shita of Rashi by us, so to in Zvachim over there in Samach Chesamid Beis, says Rashi, the agdor and what defines something as being called psulim bakoidesh means shelacha shebo la'azora ira psulon. The psul took place after the behemah already came into the azora. The maisa, the psul came in Bakoidesh, Rashi learns, this means inside the Azora, this is where the Psul took place, this is what's considered the Psul Bakoidesh, that the Alochi is im Olu lo yeredu. Now, Tosfos asks on Rashi, in Zvachim Samachetam at Beis, the Rishonim over here by us, in the Sugya, the Rashba, the Ritva, they bring down this question from Tosfos, that Tosfos asks on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, that Psul Bakoidesh means if it became possible inside the Azora, says Tosfos, if so, Yoveya and Nirba, which the Gemara says, are considered psulim, which are not psulim bakoidesh. L'chiria, this is not, it depends where exactly the Maisa Yoveya took place, and it could be possible that there was a Yoveya inside the Azora, and then according to Rashi's definition of psulim bakoidesh, even Yoveya and Nirba should also be considered psulim, which are psulim bakoidesh, if it took place in the Azora, and therefore the Gebraisa L'chiria, which it says Yoveya and Nirba, everyone knows that Lochi is always, that Aloch is Olu Yerudu. According to Rashi, this will depend on when the Maisa Revia took place. And it could be, says Tosfos, according to Rashi's Chejman should come out, that sometimes a Yevea Nirba also should have a halacha of him olu lo yedu in the case where it took place inside, and this is considered a psulei b'akodesh according to Rashi. Now, be'emes, it's mevur in this kash of the Rishonim that they understood the avona and the reason why Rashi says a psulei b'akodesh, if the psul took place inside the Azorah, the halacha is it is not so chomo and therefore as halacha of olu lo yedu. The Taris HaKodesh over there explains this shittah in the Rishonim. Says the Taris HaKodesh that you see the Rishonim understand that the maila of the chumas or azora, the mechitzos of the azora, have a maila to say that any psul which takes place within the walls and the mechitzos of the azora have a maila that the psul is not so chomu. This is similar, says the Taris HaKodesh, to the idea we find at the end of Zvachim in Kuvyu Testament base. We find that psul which comes into the azora called tuhu mechitzos. The mechitzos have a koyach to be koyler to psul. So too, if the psul actually took place inside the azora, this is also a maila because the azora is a mokrim kodosh, and therefore the psul is not going to be chal so much, and therefore the din is going to be im olu lo yerid. Mameila, this is the Taris HaKodesh says, this is mameila the svara of the Rishonim. The Rishonim understand, if so, the Rivea Nirba, if it takes place, the Maisa Averia was done inside the azora, then Mameila, inside the Azor, it's not so chomu, and the halacha should be according to Rashi, and that even a Rivea Nirba be'Azor should be im olu lo yerit. But Be'emes Biskirov in Zvachim Samechesim and Beis, he says in order to be miyashiv, to answer Shitas Rashi, one can say that Rashi does not mean to say that the reason why the psul, which takes place inside the Azor, is more kal, is easier psul, is not such a chomodig psul because of the mechitzos, and it is a mokim which is kodesh, and therefore the psul is not such a strong psul, says the Biskirov, it could be that Rashi doesn't actually mean to go and be michalik, and to say that there's a difference where the psul took place, but it's rather defining and telling us that a psul which takes place only inside the Azorah, and it is only possible to become possible in a case where he's inside, such a kind of psul can be considered a psul b'akodesh. Whereas a revea and a nirba, the maisa which takes place can be taken, can happen even outside. It is not need, we don't need it to be inside the Azorah, like a nishpach domo, where everything is in the avodos of the dam, whereas a yotzo domo, the maisa of the psul is the actual going out of the Azorah, and so too the other psulim, nitonim bifnim bachutz, the maisa pigel, all these cases, we need to have the Azorah in order that it should become possible. It is needed, the only psul it is possible is only inside when it's psul b'akodesh. Whereas Yevea Nirba, even if in this case it happened to be that the Maisa of Yevea took place inside the Azorah, but it doesn't have to be inside the Azorah, and therefore, because it could become possul outside also, this alone is enough to say that the psul is actually not called a psul or psul b'akodesh. Mameila explains the Biskirov, according to this it comes out that Rashi does not mean to say that everything depends where the psul took place, but it is rather defining what kind of psul we're talking about. Are we talking about a psul which needs the kodesh, needs the azorah, whereas the revea nirbas, the yitzadifin, and one other psulim, they do not need to have the azorah itself that it should become psul, and they can become nifsal even in a case where it is still outside, and therefore even if it takes place inside the azorah, it is still considered a psul, she'eino psulim ba'kodesh. This is a psul in the main behemah itself, it's not in avodas adam. And therefore the halacha is going to be that the din is that Rivea Nirba im olu yerdu. And now very similar, the Orch Lenebar also explains that this could be Shittas Rashi by us, who explains that Psulu Bakodesh means if it took place inside the Azorah, and it doesn't mean whether the Psul actually happened in the Azorah, but is it a certain Psul which needs to have the Azorah in order to become possible? Toisvus by us is another shita over here explaining Psulei B'Kodesh, as we mentioned. Tosfos doesn't like Shittas Rashi, who learns that Psulei B'Kodesh means inside the Azorah, and explains Tosfos by us in Daf Mem Aleph, the Ramaschus Shahoy of Psulei B'Kodesh, that Be'emes one would understand at the beginning of Tosfos explains that L'chayir one should learn that Pshat in Psulei B'Kodesh means that the Psul took place when it was ready Kodosh, the Be'emes was ready Kodosh, and then it became Psul. Whereas a psul, which can take place already when it is chulin, like a yotze doifen, a revea nirba, these mice do not need to have the kedusha, It is not like Nishpach Domo, Londomo, Pigel, these cases where it's psul in the Kodshim, and only once it becomes Kodesh can it become parcel, whereas Revea Nirba, or Psulim, which takes place when it's Chulin, and therefore this is considered something which is in Psulim HaKodesh, because the Psul already is, even when it's Oidei Chulin, it doesn't need the Kodesh in order to become parcel. This is how Tosfos says, L'chayir, one will be able to explain the words of Psulim HaKodesh. So as we said, Rashi learns Psulim HaKodesh means inside, and Tosfos means Kodesh means the Kodshim, the Kodesh of the Korban, that the Korban has already got a Chalus Kedusha, then it is considered a Psulim HaKodesh if the Psul needs to have the Kedusha of the Korban. But Lemaisa says Tosfos, L'chayir, it is hard to learn like this Pshat, and L'chayir, it is schwer to say that Psulim HaKodesh means only something which the Psul is only needs the Kodshim, the Kodesh of the Korban, because we find, says Tosfos, in a few places, in the Zvachim, Tosfos quotes a few cases, of Melika Sakin, Melika Zor, over there the Melika wasn't done Kedin, the Melika was done with the Sakin, normally Melika has to be done with the hand, and Melika was done with the Zor and not with the Kohen, and over there the Gemara says that it is considered something which is not Psulei Bakoidesh, Einoi Psulei Bakoidesh. Now, Rechayah says Tosfos, the Psul of Melika Sakin, Melika Zor, the problem is only because of the Kodesh. The Avoida wasn't done on the Kodshim properly, the Oif needed to have a Melika Biodayim, and they needed to have a Melika Skoyen, and according to Tosfos' definition, and the reason why it's called Psulei Bakoidesh is because it needs the Kodshim, Lechayah, even a Melika Zor and a Melika Sakin should also be considered a Psulei Bakoidesh. And Tosfos asks so far from Smoil, and from Laila, Dukich Be'ayin of Ebekiva. So Tosfos asks a few cases where it doesn't fit with this klal, if we're going to explain that Psulei Bakoidesh means that any Psul, which is a Psul in the Kodshim, only once it becomes Kodesh, says Tosfos L'chayir, this is not true, because we find cases where even the Psulim, which need the Kodesh, are also considered something which is Eino Psulei Bakoidesh. But the Emes Tosfos in Zvachim, over there in Samachesim at the base, even though Tosfos Baios says a different pshat, like we'll see soon, a new pshat in Psulei Bakoidesh, but Tosfos in Zvachim continues on with this mahalach of Tosfos Baios, like Tosfos starts in our sugya, but adds on one extra nekuda, and says Tosfos Baemes, the words Psulei Bakoidesh mean that the psul is in the kodesh only when it is kodesh, la'afuka, not in the case where the psul is even when it's chulin, but says Tosfos, the kodesh alone is not enough. It is not enough that the psul is only when it's kodshim, but it needs to be also achas shchita. And Tosfos' lashon is that the kiddush over here, the bakoidesh, needs not just the kedusha, it needs to have a kedusha as kli, like we understand that shchita many times, the Gemara says in Zvachim, daf yudalet, so to insert daf yudalet, that the shchita alone is also considered a maisa sakin, which is mekadesh the dam, like a kiddush kli, like we find by a mincha. The mincha beginning starts off also kodesh, and then it has a second kedusha of the kedushas kli when the koymetz goes inside the kli. Says Tosfos, in order to be considered a psulei bakoidesh, it is not enough that we have the kedusha of the korban. We need to actually have the darg of kedusha of kedushas kli, which only takes place after the shechita. Memela psul, which can only be chal after the shechita, this is considered a psulei bakoidesh. Whereas in a case where we have Melikas Zor and Melikas Kohen, which Tosfos said, Melikas Sakin, which was also a psul in the Melika itself, which didn't allow the Melika, which is like the Shechita, which this itself became possible in the Shechita and in the Melika, says Tosfos, this is not enough to say that it's Psulei Bakoidesh, because the Kodshim, which is Chal over here, is not yet the Dalga of Kedushas Kli, and therefore, says Tosfos, this is considered a Einoi Psulei Bakoidesh. Mamela says Tosfos over there in Zvachim, that by which we can still say this Pshat in the Gemara, that Psulei Bakoidesh means something which the Psul is in the Kodesh of the Korban, when the Korban is already Kodosh, but not enough to say that when it has a Kedushas Aguf, it needs to have the second Dalga of Kedusha of Kiddush Kli, which takes place in the Shechita, and only after the Shechita, then it can be considered a Psulei Bakoidesh, whereas the other Psulim take place already, either before the Shechita at all, or during the Shechita itself, and this is not enough to say that this is considered something which is Psulei Bakoidesh. Memeila comes out that Tosfos in Zvachim, Be'emes is working with the same Mahalach that Tosfos started by us, that Psulei Bakoidesh means in the Kodshim, but Tosfos just adds on that we need to have the Darug of Kedusha, of the Kedusha's Kli, and not on the Kedusha's Haguf, which the Korban starts off in its original Kedusha. Now, Be'emes, the Biskirov asks a very interesting point over there in the Kedusha Agriz in Zvachim. So to the Shuri agreed, he points this out on Zvachim Samaches on the base, that Tosfos originally asked the Kasha on Rashi's Pshat, that according to Rashi, who learns that Psului Bakoidesh means a Psul which takes place inside the Azorah, then it should come out that Yuvea Nirba, if the mice happen inside the Azorah, should also be considered a Psului Bakoidesh. L'chayyah says a Biskirov, according to Tosfos Pshat, we can also ask this question. Because even though Tosfos, as we said just now, explains in Zvachim, that Psuli Bakoidesh means in the Kodshim. It's a Psul in the Kodesh of the Korban. And this means after the Kedusha Sakli and the Kedusha which comes after the Shechita. But the Gemara is Mavuei Chudin in the Dafayin Aleph from its base that the Mefacheses, a Behemah even after Shechita, calls man Shemefacheses as a Halacha of a Chayo. It still is considered alive. And says the Gemara over there, Horoivoi Chayev. It is called a Maiser Revia, even after the Shechita, if it's still Mefacheses. Memela says the Biskayov, what will happen in a case where we have a Behemah which is after the Shechita, and is already has the Kedusha, which is enough for Psulei Bakoidesh, and then there's a Maiser Revia done to this Behemah when it's still Mefacheses. Now it became a Revia, or it became a Nirba. This is, what is the Shiloh? This Behemah which became now a Nirba, does it become possible? Is it considered a Psulei Bakoidesh? L'chayyah, according to Tosfos, Havona, and Gede, in understanding the din of Psulei Bakoidesh over here, l'chayyah, since this behemah, it became possible inside the Azorah, and says, according to Tosfos, it became possible after the Kedusha of the Shechita, l'chayyah, this is enough to be considered a Psulei Bakoidesh, even according to Tosfos, Memela says, Abiskirov, l'chayyah, the same question, which Tosfos asked on Rashi, L'chayr, it's possible to ask, even on Tosfos himself, that we can have the case of Revea and Nirba, which will become possible after the Shechita, since the Gemara says in Chulin, even Mefacheses has this psul in the case of Mefacheses Kechayo, that Yuvi Chayev, like the Gemara over there says in Chulin. I mean, we have to know, according to Tosfos, what will be the halacha in the case where the Revea and the Nirba takes place after the Shechita? Is this considered a psul Bakoidesh? Or do we say, also like the Biskirov said earlier, that even according to Tosfos, we need to have the Geder of the Psul has to be something which has got to do with the Kedusha, whereas the Revea has nothing got to do with the Kedusha of the Korban, even though it actually took place later on, when the Korban was already Kodosh with the dagger of the Kedusha's Kli. This is an interesting point which the Biskirov over there makes in Zvachim Samaches Amed Beis. Now Tosfos, as we said by us, he started off with learning, like Tosfos in Zvachim, but then says Tosfos, from the kashas which Tosfos has, from Malika Zara, Malika Sakin, Mamela explains Tosfos a whole new pshat in Psulei Bakoidesh. Says Tosfos, the Psulei Bakoidesh means that if it has a hechsher b'mokim achi, if we find that this psul over here has a hechsher in a different place, this is enough to say that this behemah, this psul over here is called a Psulei Bakoidesh. And explains Tosfos the words of the Gemara of the Braiser of Psulei Bakoidesh means she'ein kam psul gomo. It is not a real psul gomo, and it means there's nifsal bikdushosoi. There's something wrong with the kedusha, but it's not a real psul because we find that in other places it has a hechsher, and it is not total psul that every single place is going to be possul. Whereas a revea and a nirba and a tzedif in these cases doesn't have a hechsher mamokim achir, and therefore they're considered the einoi psulei bakoidesh. This is a new mahalach of Tosfos by us. Tosfos says this earlier in Zvachim, in Samach Aleph from its base, and so too in Samaches from its base in Zvachim, in Agor, in Tosfos brings down this pshat, that Psulei Bakoidesh means that it has a hechsher b'mokim achi. Now we have to point out, that even though we have these two mahalachim, Tosfos in Zvachim and Tosfos by us, that Tosfos in Zvachim learns that Psulei Bakoidesh means it's a psul which is in the kedusha of the korban after the shechita, and Tosfos learns by us that Psulei Bakoidesh means that as a hechsher b'mokim achi, the machlokes between the Tosfos is only in the pshat in the Gemara how to understand the word Psulei Bakoidesh. But the din in the etzem halachas, everyone agrees to the same halachas, and both halachas apply, even according to Tosfos in Zvachim, and even according to Tosfos by us, the halacha is that according to Reb Shimon, in order to have something which is olu yered, in order that it should become a yered, and it shouldn't have the halacha of olu lo yeredu, the din is there has to be something which is einoi psulei bakoidesh, it doesn't have echshem amakim achir, and also the psul took place before the shechita, before the kedusha of this behemah. Because you see, before you should have b'raisa, that nishpach domo is a machlikas between Eb Yehuda and Eb Shimon. Eb Yehuda is the one who holds that nishpach domo is a teirid. where Asa Pshimon holds a Nishpach Domo, is a lo yerid, even though the Gemara says clearly in Zvochim, that Nishpach Domo is Eloi Heksha b'mokim achi. It's not considered something which has a Heksha in any other place. Every single Nishpach Domo is possible. And even so, according to Pshimon, this is considered something which is a olu lo yerid, which has to be considered something which is Eloi, which is a Psuloi b'akoidesh. Memela, even according to Tosfos by us, who says that the words of Psuloi b'akoidesh means that has hechshem b'mokim achi, but Tosfos also agrees that if we find something which doesn't have a hechshem b'mokim achi, it can still be considered something which is olu lo yerid, because the psul is only on the kedusha of the korban, on the kedusha of after shechita. And so to Tosfos in Zvochim, who says that Psuloi b'akoidesh means that we need to have the psul after the shechita, also agrees that if we find the psul which has a hechshem b'mokim achi, it's also enough to have a halacha of olu lo yerid, as long as it has a hechshem b'mokim achi. The machlokes is only over here in how to learn pshat in the b'raisa, that the Gemara over here says the words of Psuloi b'akoidesh. How do we translate these words? Do we say that Psuloi b'akoidesh means a psul in the kodshim, or do we say it means a psul nifsal b'kdushosoy she'enoi psul gomo, because it has a hechshem b'mokim achi? Mamela, if you want to summarize over here, we have the MS 3 Ikkar Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Rashi's Shita Psuloi b'akoidesh means inside the Azorah. As we explain the Biskayov, the stands in Rashi, that this means that the psul needs to have the Azorah in order to become possible, whereas Yervea Nilbar, even if it takes place inside, but it is not psul of Azorah, it can take place even outside also, and therefore this is considered the Einoi Psuloi b'akoidesh. Shita's HaToisvus, by us, at the beginning of Tosfos, and Tosfos goes like this in Zvochim, in Samaches Amud Beis, that Psuloi b'Kodesh means a Psul in the Kodshim, in the Kodesh of the Korban. But Tosfos explains in Zvochim that this means the Dag of Kedusha, of Kedusha Sakli, which only takes place Achash Shechita. And Tosfos by us, and so too in Zvochim, that Samach Aleph learns, this Pshat of Psuloi b'Kodesh means that it needs a hechshe b'mokim achi, it's nifsal b'kdushosoy, and it has a hechshe b'mokim achi, she'enoi psul gomu. This how Tosfos over here understands the malach of the b'raisa over here to be magde, what is considered a psuloi b'akoidesh. Now moving further on in the Gemara, daf mem aleph, the Gemara over here explains the maskona that the makor of Reb Shimon telling us the din of Yetzer Dofen, that has a miut of zois to say that the psul of Yetzer Dofen is olu teyed, and also teyed, says the Gemara, b'emes, we have another miut also from the pasuk telling us that there's no kedusha chal on Yetzer Dofen, and therefore the halacha is going to be in also teyed. Explains the Gemara that we need to have two psukim. Says the Gemara, if you're talking about psul of kodshim, haynu ditzrichi treikro chad lebehemes chulim. One of them is discussing a behemah chulin, the oily derech doifen. We have already a behemah which is a yitzhak doifen, the akdusha, and then yours makdish, the psula is already before the kedusha. The chad le behemah kodshim, the kedusha was already here, the oily derech doifen, and the shayla now in the gesois in the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, if we go to the next line of the Gemara, we love this kodshim, have yosin in kedusha, like we'll explain soon. Al Kapalim explains the Gemara over here, that we have over here two psukim. We have one pasuk of Zois, which is in our Breite, over here in Daf Mem, telling us the halacha of Ol Sotered in the Yotze Doifen, and this is the Gemara explains, there's a Breite earlier in Daf Mem, saying that this is the miut in a case where the behemah is already Kodosh, whereas a Yotze Doifen, which is a behemah chulin, and then the person was makdish, this behemah, we do not need the pasuk of Zois to tell us that Reb Shimon agrees that it's going to be a Tered, because this behemah was only Kodosh after it was already a Yotze Doifen. Now Rashi is Mavur, Rashi explains this in a few times over here by us in the Gemara, Deva Maschil Peterechem, Deva Maschil Ochinami, in Rashi's Mashma, that Be'emes in a case where the behemoth was already a Yotzei Dofen before the Kedusha, and then the person comes along and is makdish this behemoth, Be'emes, the Kedusha is not going to be chal at all on this behemoth, and it's not going to be considered a behemoth which is Kodosh, Kedusha as Haguf. You might have a din of Kedushas Tomim, like Rashi explains earlier in Memo with Aleph, but the Kedushas Aguf is not going to be chal at all on the Yotze Doifen. Now, Behemoth, this idea that a behemoth, because of its psul, cannot be chal a Kedushas Aguf, we find this idea of Mefurish in the Gemara in Tumura, in Daf Chof Hei, in the Gemara over there discussing the psul of Tumtum and Andragonos, and over there says the Gemara, in a case where the behemoth is already a tumtum and androgynous, if a person is going to be makdish this behemah, it is not going to be chal kedushas haguf. And over there, this mavur in the sugya, the behemah itself is a behemah which is not royal akrova. There's never a possibility to be makdish and to be makriv, a tumtum, and therefore the Kedusha originally is not going to be chal, a Kedusha's haguf, on this behemoth. Now it seems in Rashi, by us in the Sugya, a very sadistic in a Kuda Rashi understands over here, in understanding the difference between a case where the behemoth was already Kodosh, or only became Kodosh after the psul, that just like we find by tumtum and andreganos, that the Kedusha's Haguf is not going to be Chal, so too about all these psulim also, or Yitzadoifen, Esnan and Mechir, all these psulim, Rashi holds also, that in a case where it was already possible before the Kedusha, then the person coming along later on and is going to be Makdish, this behemah, is going to be, it's not going to be Chal, a Kedusha's Haguf, it's going to remain Chulin, and it doesn't have a din of a Kedusha's Haguf, of a Kedusha's Korban, it is not going to need a Mum, in order to be Poida, this Kedusha, because the Kedusha cannot be Chal, it is in Roi La'akrova, even though there's nothing actually wrong in Etim Tzura of the Guf, like a Tumtum and Andragonus, Rashi holds the Psul of the Yotzer Dofen is also enough to say that the Kedusha's Haguf is not going to be Chal. This is how Rashi explains the Gemara, that therefore there's no reason why Pshimon holds he should need a pasuk of Zois, because of course it's going to be a Teirid, because the behemah is not Kodosh, it doesn't have a Kedusha of a Kedusha Saguf to be makriv the behemah at all onto the Mizbeach, and therefore it is Pasha, it's going to be a Teirid, and only in a case where the behemah was already Kodosh before, then we need to have a new pasuk of Zois to tell us that even so, the halacha is these psulim are very strong psulims in a psulim. Bakoidesh, like we explained earlier, and therefore the halacha is, Reb Shimon agrees, that I'm also teirid. But the emesu, Shoinim, the Rash, but the Ritva over here, they ask a very strong question on Shitas Rashi, and they bring down the Gemara in Tmur and Daf Yudzayin Omed Aleph over there, there's a din from Shmuel, and Shmuel says the halacha is, if someone takes a behemah which is a treifer, and he's makdish this behemah's treifer, says the Gemara, it is chal on the behemah kedushas haguf. Now the behemah needs to have a mum. The treifer itself is not a mum. We need to have a separate mum in order to be poida this kedusha, because there's a kedushas haguf being able to be chal on a treifer, like the Gemara's mevura in Tmura in Daf Yud Zayin. Mamela asks the Rishonim, if even a treifer, which is a very chomodig psul, it is even osa ba'achila, we see that it can be chal a kedushas haguf. Kol Shekein, Yotze Doifen, over here in our studio where we're discussing the Psul of Yotze Doifen, which doesn't have an Issa Achila, Kol Shekein, it should be Chal or Kedushas Haguf, and how can Rashi say over here that there's no Kedushas Haguf being Chal, and therefore the Aloch is going to be also Teriyed. L'chir, we find by Trefer that the Kedushas Haguf can be Chal even though it is possible. L'chir, this should be a Raya that even on the Psul, it is possible to be Chal, and it's not like the Tuntum and Andreganus, where over there they're totally not Roy, La'akrova, and therefore no Kedusha Haguf is going to be Chal, whereas a Psul is not enough to go and stop the Kedusha Haguf. Now, Be'emes, besides this question the Rishonim asked from Trefer, the Kainoyer in Tzvachim in Peidalad on the base, he asks an even stronger question on the Revea Anir by itself, which the Sugi of Yer is discussing, besides the Yotze Doifen, the Gemara brings down the Psul of Revea Anir by, and the Gemara says Mefurish in Tmura in Daf Chavchetz on the base. The Gemara over there says clearly that if someone takes a behemah as chulin, which was a revea, and he's makdish this behemah, the halacha is, it needs to have a mum in order to be part of the kedusha. You see, mefurish, that there's a kedusha as a guf, being able to be chal, on a revea nirba, which is the same case of our Gemara, we're discussing a case of revea nirba, and it seems that Rashi holds that revea nirba, there's no kedusha as a guf. L'chariya says the Kainuria, this is neged the mefurish Gemara in Tmura Chav Chesam at Beis, and the Kainuria points out already that the Rambam la'alocha paskins this way in Isuri Mizbeach in Peri Gimel la'alocha Yud, that if someone takes a behima which is a revea and a nirba, and he's makdish the behima, it's chal kedusha as a guf. L'chariya, if so, how can Rashi over here say that it's not chal kedusha as a guf? And Bemes, the question we find in Ezei Avram, also in Simen Dalet, the Chazanish asks this question also, Mi'atzmoy, in Tmura, in Simen Lamed Beis, in Zivkotim Vov. Says the Chazanish, a very yeshoidistig mahalach to answer Shitas Rashi, and this will Bemes be a teret to the question which the Rishonim asked also from the Gemara in Tmura in Daf Yud Zayin, from a Makdish Trefer, which also we find that a Trefer also can be Chal Kedusha Zaguf. Says the Chazanish, that Be'emes we find a very interesting idea, a Yesoid, which is mentioned many times in Kodshim, in the Gemara in Tmura in Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara over there tells us as a halacha of a Migud Denachse. Migud Denachse is a klal that any behemah which has on it a Kedushas Domim automatically turns and develops into Kedushas Aguf. Says the Gemara over there, Migudu Nachsa beKedushas Domim, because they had the koyach to go and accept the Kedushas Domim, therefore it turns into Kedushas Aguf, Chalol of Nami, Kedushas Aguf. This is a klal of Migudu Nachsa in Tmura and Yudum and Beitz. That even if a person actually did the Ma'isa Hekdush, he was Makdish, this behemoth, only for Kedushas Domim, but it can, since it's Rioi for Kedushas Aguf, therefore it changes over and becomes now a behemoth which is Kodush beKedushas Aguf. But says the Chazanish, we find in the Gemara Tmuri Daf Yutetz on the base, over there there's a machlokes between a Pshimon and a Rabbonon, what will be in a case where the actual behemoth itself is not roi for the akrova of this Kedushas Aguf? Lamoshal, someone who's mafrish and a keva la osham. A osham has to come from a zohar, and in a keva cannot have any kedusha of a kedushas osham. Do we say that if a person has a kedushas domim on this nekeva la osham, does this automatically turn into a kedushas aguf? That even though you cannot be makiv, the behemoth itself could be because it's a nekeva, but we have to at least be poider the kedusha from this behemoth, and this Kedusha has a din of Kedushas Aguf that has to wait for a mum in order to be poyda the Kedusha. Or do we say that since loy chozi legufe, the akrova of the keva la'osham is not possible, therefore it is not included in the klal of migud anachse that it should automatically turn into Kedushas Aguf from the original Kedushas Domim, which was chal on this behemah. And this is Be'emes, a machlekes between Ibshimon and Rabbonon, over there in the Gemara in Tmura, in Daf Yutetz Amid Beis, in the Alocha of a Mafrish in the Keva La'oshom, does this have a din of Migud Anachse? Me'ele says the Chazanish, we see over here that we have a machlekes in the din of Migud Anachse. Ibshimon is the one who holds that in order to have the din of Migud Anachse that I should turn into Kedushas Aguf, we have to Be'emes have the behema, that the behema itself is Chozi Legufei. Only in a case where it's Chozi Legufei, then we say that it turns into Kedushas Aguf. Mamele explains the Chazanish, one can say that the Gemara in Tmura in Daf Chavchet Amid Beis, that the Kainoira pointed out, that the Gemara over there is Mefurish, that Yuvayan Nirba, if someone takes one of these Behemois and he's Makdish the Behemah, is Chala Kedushas Aguf. Says the Chazanish, it could be that the Chalois Kedusha is only working with the Klal of Migud Anachse, and this is only with the Shita of the Rabbonon. The Rabbanon hold in order to have the din of Migud Anachse, we do not need to be Chozi Legufei, even in a case where we have a Nekeva La'osham, also is going to be Chal, a Migud Anachse, it's going to turn into a Kedushas Aguf. Memela they hold that if a person is Makdish or Yevea Nirba also, because of the Klal of Migud Anachse, we can also go and have a Kedushas Aguf on such a Psul, even though it is not Chozi La'akrova. Whereas, according to the Shit of Epshimed, Reb Shimon is the one who holds that in order to have the din of Migud Anachse, we need to be Chozi Legufei. Memele, Reb Shimon himself is going to hold that if someone's Makdish or Yevea Nirba, it would remain a Kedushas Domim, and it's not going to turn into a Kedushas Aguf, because it's not Chozi Legufei. Memele, this is very well explained in our Gemara. Over here, we're discussing the shit of Reb Shimon. This whole sugya in Daf Mem, Daf Mem Aleph, we're discussing the shit of Reb Shimon of Yoytze Doifen, and Reb Shimon Lashitose, he holds that in order to have the din of Migud Anachse, it has to be Chozi Legufei, Memela very Gishmak, in a case where we have a psul which is not Chozi Legufei, as she explains over here, we do not need a Makuri to tell us Aloch is Teirid, because the Kedushas Aguf cannot be Chal over here on these psulim, even though we said the Gemara in Temur is Mavur that it's Chal on Rivei Anir, but that is Shittas Rabbonon, because of the din of Migud Anachse, even in a case of not Chozi Legufei. And Memela, this will be the terrace to the Shonim's Kasha on Treifa also, even though Shmuel in Tmura Daf Yudzayinom et Aleph says that if someone is Makdish Abayimas Treifa is Chala Kedushas Aguf, one can explain that Agmar also is only with the Rabbonon working with the Klal Migud Anachse, and this din is even in a case where it's Loi Chozi Legufei. Whereas Shimon himself and Echanami will disagree with Agamor also, and Shmuel over there is going with the shit of the Rabbonon, but according to Shimon who holds that it has to be Chozi Legufei, any time we have a psul, this is also enough to say that the Kedushas Aguf cannot be Chal, and he remains in your Kedushas Domim, and therefore it is poshet that we do not need a mute of Zois, because anyway it's going to be a Teirid, it doesn't have the Ike Kedusha of Kedushas Aguf, like it's Mashma over here in the Sugya. This is Mahalach, the Chazanish says, a Chidush, that in order to have a Kedushas Aguf Paulis Psulim, we have to come into the Klal of Migud Anachse, and Mameila, this depends on the Machlokes of Shimon and Rabbonon, whether we have the Din of Migud Anachse in something which is Lechozi Legufi. Now, the Etzem Din is a Chidush, The Avi Ezri discusses Barichas in the Surah Mizbeach over there in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, whether we really need the Klal Migud Anachse in order Kedushas Haguf Shebichal. This depends on understanding of Yishalmi in Shkolim, the end of Perek Dalet. But Al Kaponim, this is the Chazanish, the way he explains the answer Shittas Rashi by us from the question of the Rishoyim. There is a very interesting Mahalach, a different Teretz, which is said over here by the Netziv in the Miriam Yisodeh, and so too we find this in the Chaste David, in the Tesefta, in Baba Kama, and the Michas Avraham, in Zvochim Peitale Domet Beis, he says it's Me'atzmoy, and he's Marich very much with this Mahalach, and they explain a different way of understanding over here, why Rashi explains our Sugya, that in a case where we have a Psul of Yitzedoifen, or Yivea Nirba, the behemoth is not going to be chal, a kedushas haguf, and the chayyur, we said a very strong question, the kainer asked, the chayyur, this is negative gemara in tmur, daf chavchetzam et beis, which is mavur, that there is a kedushas haguf, chal on revea and neruba. Says the Netziv, that behemoth, if you look in the gemara in tmur, daf chavchetz, over there, the gemara tells us that the reason why you cannot be makriv, or revea and neruba onto the mizbeach, is not because of the psukim which we find by us in the sugya. By us in the sugya is a drosha from Min Aboko, Min Atzoin, and this is all a drosha in the Teyas Kohanim, in the beginning of Ayikra. This is the makor of the Teyas Kohanim, our Braisa. The Gemara over there in Temura tells us a different makor. The reason why Revei Anirba is posul is because it's included in the posuk of Moshchosom Bohem Mum Bom. Anything which has an Ashchosa, which has an Avera done to it, is considered a balmum, mum bom lo yirotsu. This is what the Pasuk of the Ed in Gemara tells us, that you cannot be makriv or yirveh anirba, a different makor teaching us this halacha of yirveh anirba. But Meila says in the Tziv, be'emes it could be that this would depend whether Kedushas Haguf can be chal over here on this behemoth. If we're going to say, like our Gemara, that there's a mute referring to yirveh, referring to nirba, each one has its own makor, Meila, it's a mute totally to say that the miut cannot be chal, any kedusha at all. There's no kedushas haguf, like Rashi over here explains in our sugya. Whereas the Gemara over there, in Tmur and Daf Chav Chesam et Beit, where we learn the Makor from a different posuk that is considered like a balmum, which is only a klolistig, a psul like a balmum of Moshchosam by Mum Bom, over there we can say that kedushas haguf can still be chal, and therefore the Gemara over there says it needs to have a mum in order to be poida, because the kedushas haguf is going to be chal, and by emes this depends on the Makor, where we know the din of Revea Anirba. Is it from our Makuri from the Teyas Kohanim, or is it from the Pasuk of Moshchosam by Mumbom, which is a different Makuri in the Sugya in Tmura in Daf Chav Chesam at Beis? And with this Mahalach, the Michas Avraham is Mazbe, also the Kash of the Yishenim from Treifa, he's Marich over there, in Zvochim Peidalad on at Beis. Everything could depend on the Makuris of understanding where the Torah tells us this din of these psulim, which it could be that the miyutim makes a difference, where the makor is, if it's chal, be'emes a kedushas haguf, or do we say like in our sugya Rashi explained, that there's no kedushas haguf over here being chal. Now be'emes, this is only the mahalach of Rashi, as we said, the Rashba, the Ritva, they asked on Rashi from Treifa, and they ask over the on Rashi that it's not true, the din is that if someone is makdish, a behemoth which has a psul of Yitzi Doifen, of Revi Anirba, and of Treifa, the halacha is it's going to be chal, or kedushas haguf, and therefore they say that Rashi, l'chayyur shver, that Rashi says it remains chulin, it's no kedushas haguf. Explains the Rashba in the second Ma'alach, he argues on Rashi, and therefore explains the Rashba, new Ma'alach in our Gemara. What is a pshat? Why over here do we need to have two psukim? There's one pasuk of Zois, in the case where the behemoth was already kodosh before the psul, and then in the Gemara says that in the case where it was already posul before the kedusha, then we do not need the pasuk of Zois, it's poshet that the behemoth is going to be a teyid. Explains the Rashba, even though in this case also there's a kedusha taguf, and it's going to be chal, we need to have a mum to be poida, but says the Rashba, it's not so chomu over here, since at the end of the day the psul was already there before the kedusha, it is more partial to the Gemara that this should be a teyid, and therefore we do not need the pasuk of Zois. And the pasuk of Zeus is only in the case where the kedusha was already there before and only became possible later. Now, behemoth, we have to understand if behemoth there's a kedusha saguf in both cases, why is one more posher than the other? So what? The psul was already there before. L'chayyur, at the end of the day, the kedusha saguf is going to be chal when later on he was makdish. Why is it more posher to the Gemara that since the psul was already there before the kedusha, therefore it is posher that Reb Shimon agrees that in these psulim is going to be a teirit. Explains the Zera Avraham in Simen Dalet that by emes we find in Zvachim Peidan Adam the Beis in the Shita of Rebbe Akiva by Dukin Shebein, which Tois has quoted, that this idea of a kedusha as haguf, which is actually still missing a kedusha as hakrova. In the kedusha as haguf alone, it is not enough to have a kedusha as haguf that we need to have a mum in order to be poyder this kedusha as haguf. But sometimes we find an idea, the musug of a kedusha as haguf, which is missing his kedusha as hakrova. He doesn't have any kedusha to become korev onto the mizbeach. He only has a kedusha as haguf of a psul that he needs to have a mum, but he's missing his kedusha as hakrova. And the Biskirov is marich with this isoid in Mechtovim at the back of his Sefer in Chedusha Morim Yizali. V'al Rambam, in the letters at the back, he's also marich with this isoid that he can have a Kedusha Zaguf without Kedusha Zakrova. Over there, a whole discussion he has in the Pshat in the Gemara in Kedusha and Dav Zayin in the Dinim of Dochri. Memeila explains to Zera Avraham that this is what the Rashba over here means to say. In a case where the Psul was already there before the Kedusha, even though, as we said, the Rashba holds in the second Malach, not like Rashi, that the din of the Kedusha is going to be a Kedusha Saguf, it is Chal on the Behima, Kedusha Saguf, but Al Koponim is going to be still be missing a Kedusha Sakrova, because since it was already possible before, there can't be Chal, a Kedusha Sakrova, that it is missing in its Kedusha, a Kedusha Sakrova. Memela, since it doesn't have a Kedusha Sakrova, it's possible to the Gemara that such a Behima is going to be terrified if it goes on to the Mizbeach. And therefore the Gemara explains that the Miut of Zois is only needed in the case where it has a Kedusha Zakrova already, and only later it became possible. Then we need to have a Miut of Zois to tell us that Afa became even so, if Shimon agrees, it's going to be a also Teriyat. So this is a Mahalach of the Rashba, who says that Be'emes is going to be a Kedusha Zaguf, but as we explained from the Zera Avraham, it's Mendalet, it's going to be missing in the Kedusha Zakrova. Mamela, we have a very serious thing in Machlekes over here, Rashi and Rashba, in understanding Psulim over here. Do we say that because of these Psulim, the Kedusha Zaguf is not going to be Chal, just like a Tumtum and Yerigenes? Or do we say that Be'emes the Kedusha Zaguf is going to be Chal, like we find by Trefa, and like Pashas of the Gemara in Tumurid of Chofchetz by Revea and Nirba? But the only thing missing is only a Kedusha Zakrova, and therefore the din is going to be that's Teirate even without the Miut of Zois. Now, before we move over onto the next sugya, there's just one more point over here in the sugya of Kochim, which was what we mentioned in the Lashon of the Gemara, that the pasuk which is needed on the pasuk of Zois is referring to a case of a Yoytze Doifen from a Vlad Kodesh, and says the Gemara, it goes to the Manda Omar, this is the Gisa we have in our Gemara, that it's according to the Manda Omar, Vladis Kochim, Bahavayosan in Kedushin, they only become Kodesh when they're born, and therefore this is enough to say that we need to have a miut of Zois. Now Rashi says, Rashi takes out this gears of the Gemara, because Kol Shekein, according to the Manda Omar, B'mei'im on in Kedushin, then of course we're going to have a miut of Zois, because the Kedusha is there, even before it became a Yoytze Doifen. Mamela Rashi says, we're not going to use this line in the Gemara, that the Gemara here is going to Manda Omar, by the Yosan in Kedushin. Whereas in Tosfos, in the Vamaschil Kosova, is very Marich over here, that this is the Shitta of Reb Shimon, that by the Yosan in Kedushin, and explains Tosfos, that the Gemara means to say that it's the Rebusa, Chidush, that even if Reb Shimon himself is the one who holds Bavi Yosan in Kedushin, and the Kedusha is actually only going to be Chal with the Leda itself when it becomes a Noilad of Lad, but Al Koponim it is Chal Bebas Achas, simultaneously, together with the Psul of the Yotze Doifen, Mamela in this case, it still need to have a Mute of Zois, which is different than in the case where it was already a Yotze Doifen, a Psul, and only afterwards he was Makdish, this behema to become Kodosh. Then the Gemara said earlier, it is a Teriyat, even without the Miut of Zois, whereas in a case where it was a Vlad of a Kodesh, even though Bav Yosan in Kedushim, says Tosfos, we still need to have a Miut of Zois, because the Psul is Bebas Achas. Tosfos in Zvochim, in Pei Dalad Amud Beis, in Devar Maschel Amoitzi, Tosfos over there is Mavur, a different Svar, why according to the Mandoma Bav Yosan in Kedushim, we shall still need the Pasuk of Zois, not because it's Bebas Achas, but Tosfos over there says a Svar, because the Kedusha is Agav Imei. The reason why the behemoth became Kodosh is because of its mother, and therefore we can look at this Kedusha, that it was here already before the Psul, even though the actual Psul and the Kedusha on the Uber, on the Vlad, is all together, but the Kedusha started, originated from the mother, and therefore this is a Svar to say that the Kedusha was already here earlier Mamela, we need to have a pasuk of Zois to tell us that Reb Shimon holds this should be the din of Teirid. This is the Panim Yerois over there in Tosfos, and it's in Kochim. In Tosfos and Zvochim putting this out, that these are two separate Svaras. Tosfos and Zvochim says a Svara because it's Kodesh Agav Ime, and Tosfos Ba'el says a new Svara because it's Babas Achas, and this alone is enough that we need to have a new miut of Zois. Ba'al Koponim over here in the Musugya of the Gemara is Mavur, that in order that it should be Chal, the Psul, we need to have extra mute of Zois in order to tell us that Shimon holds is Teirid. Rashi, by us, adds on another point over here in Divar Maskel Ochet Ami Mistabir, that even though in our sugya we're discussing Yotze Doifen, but says Rashi, so too the Braisa mentions the Esnan and the Mechir, which means that you give a behemoth over to the Zoyno, this becomes possible in Mizbeach. Says Rashi, this is also possible by a behemoth which is already Kodosh, in a case where someone gave to the Zoyno the Uber, the Vlad over here, the Uber of the Kochi Kalim, and he gave this already to the Zoyno, and Mamela says Rashi, in this case, Ve'esnan u'mechik shanosan u'uber, behemas kochim kalim be'esnan, because he holds Ba'ave Yosan in Kedushin, Mamela the Kedusha is not yet chal on the Uber itself, it is not yet considered a behema which is Kodosh, Mamela he gives this over to the Zoyno, it is chal already the psul of Esnan, before the Kedusha is going to be chal, because he holds Ba'ave Yosan in Kedushin. But there's a very interesting diuk over here in the Loshon of Rashi, which the Marsha already points out, that Rashi says the case of the Esnan or Mechir is discussing a case of a Uber of a Kochin Kalim. Now, Lucheria says Marsha, since Rashi anyway explains that the reason why the Psul is going to be Chal is because of Yosan in Kedushin, because like the Gemara says in Zvochim, that Kufi Dalet Omed Aleph, that if the Behemah is already Kodosh, it cannot become an Esnan anymore, you can't give it over to her, it is not yours to give it, only according to Beis Aglili. Masha Inkin says, Rashi over here, we're going according to the Madoma, but Aviyosan Ein Kedushin, the Kedusha on the Vlad is only going to be Chal when it's born, and therefore when it's the Uber, when it's still inside its mother, it is not Kodosh, and therefore you can give it over to the Esnan, and Mamela to the Zoyno, and therefore it becomes the Esnan Zoyno, with this Maisa Matona, that he's giving over this Uber, which is still Cholin, and this is the reason why it could be Chal Psul of Esnan Zoyna. Mamela says in Marsha, even if the mother will be a Kodshi Kodshim, but even in the Kodshi Kodshim, since the Vlad itself is not yet Kodosh, we hold Ba'avi Yosan in Kedoshin, then Lechir, the same din should apply, that the Vlad should become Esnan Zoyno, and Lechir, in the Loshon of Rashi, it will seem that the whole possibility of having Esnan Zoyno is only in the case of a Vlad and a Uber of a Kochim Kalim. Lechir, you have to understand, if you hold Ba'avi Yosan in Kedoshin, there's no difference between a Kochi Kochim or Kochim Kalim. What do you care what the mother is? As long as the Vlad itself is not Kodosh, we can give it over to the Zoyno, and it can become possible with the Psul of Esnan Zoyno. This is the question of Mashor asks over here in Rashi. Now, the Chidud Alochis over here, he points out that it could be that the reason why Rashi says Kochim Kalim is possible because there's no possibility of having a Kochi Kochim that can have a Vlad, because the only cases of Kochi Kochim are Oilo, which is only a Zohar, and therefore cannot have a Moberes. So to a Oshom is also only a Zohar. The only case we have of a Kochi Kochim, which can have become, which is an Akeva, which can be Moberes, is only a Chatos. And the Aloch is that the Vlad Chatos is one of the Chomish Chatois HaMesois. There's Aloch HaMoshim Sinai, that the Vlad of the Chatos cannot be Koriv onto the Mizbeach. It has a din of a Mesois, is one of the Chomish Chatois HaMesois, Vlad Chatos Mesom. The Mainless says the Chidud Aloch is, it is not possible over here to be discussing a case of a Kochi Kochim. This is the reason why I actually took on a case of the Kochim Kalim, which is possible to have by a Shlomim, which could be also an Akeva, and this is why Rashi says a Kochim Kalim. The Orch Lenevi discusses various cases of a Tmura, of a Vlad Tmura as Oshom, of an Akeva L'Oshom, which is possible to go and have maybe cases of a Muberes, of a Kochi Kochim, but this is the Chap of the Chidud Alochis over here to say that there's no case possible of a Kochi Kochim that should be Muberes besides a Chatos, and a Chatos is a Vlad Chatos L'Misa. The Chassam Sefer over here in his Chidushim says, and he says, to argue on the Chidud Alochis, he points out that it could be that Vlad Chatos, even though it goes L'Misa, but it could be if it goes onto the Mizbeach, the Alocha will still be, that will be a Lo Yered, and the woman have a loch of a teirid. The Meridig Echidush passed this poshet, the Achatos, which has a din misa, doesn't have a din akrova at all. Poshet is always going to be a teirid. The Chasam Sefer of Yer is Mesupik and says maybe, even though it has a din of a mesois, but it could be also will have the aloha of a lo yerid, We have to understand the Kohen Chazam Sefer himself, he holds in the Tshuva in Siman Yud Gimel that Avlat Chatos, which has a din of Mesa, becomes Chulin, then definitely he's going to have a din of Teirat, which won't work with what he says over here in his Chidushim. This Reb Chaim Loizer discusses also in Chilek Beis in Siman Yud Gimel in Achiezer, this Chidush of a Chazam Sefer. Over here, a Merdi Chidush, Chazam Sefer takes on that maybe Avlat Chatos, even though it has a din of Mesois, but maybe Chatois HaMesois, Shavah Alocha of Lo Yehudu, and Mamela Yashi can also still talk about a case of the Kotchi Kotchim, even though it's going to have a Alocha of a Mesois. But there is another Ma'alach which the Chazam Sefer himself says, so to Reb Chaim Loizer and Achiezer in a different place in Chilek Beis, later on in Simichov A, in Ois Tess, they explain that maybe the reason why Rashi over here says the case of the Uber is from a Kotchi Kalim and not from a Kotchi Kotchim, even though the Uber, we're discussing a case where it's a Chulin, because we're going according to the Madoma, Bavi Yosan and Kedoshin. But Be'emes is a Ktsuis in Simon Yesh Tess, it's Rekotin Aleph, who explains Pshat in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch over there, that the Alocha of a Uber is considered something which is a Dovah Shaloi Bala Oilom. A Uber is considered a Dovah Shaloi Bala Oilom in order to be Makdish Uber and to be Makne Uber, and also has a Alocha as if it's considered a Dovah Shaloi Bala Oilom. Mamela, if we go with this idea that our Uber is a Loi Bala Oilom in order to give over to the Zaino, this Uber, Be'emes, it is not possible, it's in order Makne Dovah Shaloi Bala Oilom. The only way to do it is only to do it Agav Ime, to go Mi Makne the Uber Agav Imoy, and to say like we have a musik of a Dekeleperius, we'll have the Imoy for the Uber. Now, if the mother itself is going to be a Kotchi Kotchim, Mamela, there will be no way to get hold of the Uber, and therefore, this is the reason why Rashi said we're discussing a case of a Kotchim Kalim, because then he still has somewhat of a Bailus, according to Bisa Glili, in the mother, and this gives him a possibility to be Makne, also the Uber, because to be Makne, the Uber alone to the Zoyna will not be enough because of in on the Makne, Dovah Shaloi Beloilom. This is the point which Chaim Loizer over there discusses, and the different Ma'alach also over there, Al derech ze in Chilek Beis in Simchof Hei, an interesting duo of the Mashah Akasha that the Mashah asks why Rashi over here by the Esnan has to discuss a case of a Uber of a Kotchim Kalim. L'chayu the same din should apply of a Uber of a Kotchi Kotchim. Now moving further on into the next sugya, the Breisa, the end of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings down the Breisa, the Machlokes between the Pshiman and the Rabbonon, in their Machlokes of a dam which is Yoytze Derech Doifen, which is the Vlad is Yoytze Derech Doifen, and the dam was Derech Rechem, and there was a Maisa, it was a Leida Bekoishi, the Machlokes between the Pshiman and the Rabbonon in the Reisha. If we say that this Koishi is Metahir, this dam, Leshitosom, whether we say that this is considered a Maisa Leida, if the Vlad was Yotze Derech Doifen. Then the Gemara brings down the end of the Braisa, the Dam Ayoitze Mishom Tomei, according to the Rabbonon, the Pshimon Metayer, and the Gemara discusses what is this new machlokes in the Sefer between the Pshimon and the Rabbonon, the Dam Ayoitze Mishom, which the Gemara says at the beginning of Amid Beis, Mem Aleph Amid Beis, it's Mashma, we're discussing the dam, which is Yoitze from the Mokim Vlad, where it came out also Derech Doifen. There's a machlokes over here whether the dam is Tomei or Tori. Says the Gemara leMaskana El Omer of Yosef Kegoyin sheYotzov Vlad Vedam Derech Doifen, and the Machlokes is on the din of Mekoyer Mekoyer Mutomei. This is Machlokes Masovar Mekoyer Mekoyer Mutomei. This is the shit of the Rabbonon. UMasovar Nebshimenolds Mekoyer Mekoyer Mutomei. Torah. This is Machlokes Nebshimen and the Rabbonon. The Meisa. This is the Mekoyer, the Ikar place of the Mekoyer of the Gemara, of this new idea of a new concept of a year of a tumah on the dam because of the tumas mekor, the din of mekor mekor mitomi. Now to understand this gather of the tumah, this new idea of the tumas mekor, that it is metame the dam, there's a very big machlikas vishenim over here to understand this tumah of the mekor mekor mitomi, which is the machlikas between Rashi and all other vishenim. Rashi by us, so too earlier in Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, also the Gemara over there brings down the din of Mekor Mekor Mitomei Ben Regea Dam Mako, when it's a Dam Mako from the Mekor. And as she explains that the idea is because the Mekor of every Isha, even though the Isha is Tahira, but her Mekor is considered a Dovah Tomei, and therefore any dam which touches her Mekor is going to become Tomei through the Tumas Maga touching of the Mekor. And this dam itself, now that this dam became Tomei from the Mekor, this dam which now comes out and is Metamei de Isha, even though it is not Derech Erevosa, which Rabbi Yochanan brings down in the Drosha from Bishim Ben Ichai, that we need to have Dafka Re'ia Derech Ervasa. This is only to make the Isha Nida in order to become Tomei Tumas Shiva. Whereas the Tumas Erev, because she's touching this dam, this is even in a case where it was Yotza Derech Doifen, like the case by us in the Braise, that the dam and the Vlad was Yotza Derech Doifen, the dam itself is Metame the Isha, because this dam is Tomei, since it touched the Tumas Maga, it touched the Makori. This is the Shita of Rashi. Now, Be'emes, to understand this tumor, like a regular Tumas Maga, this is very hard to understand. The Rishonim ask many questions, the Tosfos Rosh, earlier in Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, he says that if the dam becomes Tomei because it touched the Makor, therefore we consider the Makor of every single Isha like a Dova Tomei, like a Ava Tumor. L'chayre, the dam itself should only become a Risha in the Tumor. And therefore a Risha in the Tumor cannot be Metamei Isha. When it comes out, how can it be Metamei her? L'chayre, a Risha is only Metamei Oich Leno Mashkin. It's not Metamei the Isha. Says the Tosfos Rosh, L'chayre, how should the Isha become Tomei through this Tumas dam, that the dam became Tomei through touching the Makor? Another question, Tosfos himself asks earlier in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, that this Tumah that the dam receives from the Makor through the Tumas Maga, it's a Maga Besa Storim, it's all hidden inside the goof of the Isha. L'chayre, the thing is that there's no Tumas Besa Storim, it's not Metamei B'Maga, like we'll see later on in Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, the din of Tumas Besa Storim, that it doesn't have a Tumas Maga. Mameila, Tosfos and the Tosfos Rosh in Daf Chav Beis, they both explain that this is Be'emes not working with the regular halachas of Tumah V'Taira. Over here we have a new halach L'Mishim Mitzinai of a Tumas Makor. There's a new Gzeis HaKosuv and halach L'Mishim Mitzinai that the Makor of Isha is Tomei, and it is Metamei the dam, even though it's Beis HaStorim, and even though this dam normally should be considered a Rishon, over here we consider the dam like a Ava Tumah, even though it's only Mekabil the Tumah from the Makor. This is the Shita of Rashi, that the Tumah of the dam is because it touched the Makor, and we consider the Makor to touch. This itself is Metamei the dam, even though normally it should become a Rishon, over here it becomes an Ava Tumah enough to be Metamei the Isha. And Be'emes Rashi, earlier in Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, says it's very clearly that the dam itself becomes an Ava Tumah. This is the reason why the Isha becomes Tomei from the dam. And this has to be this new halacha L'Mishim Mitzinai of this new idea of a tumor, of a makor, according to this madoma, of makor, makor moitomi. Now, Be'emes, since this dam now is ava tumor pashtus, even if this dam now is going to touch oichlinu mashkin, the din of the food that this dam touches is not considered a sheni, it's going to become a rishoy. Since this dam is considered ava tumor, this is the point which Tzlach Nenei over there earlier in Daf Tezayin points out, according to the Shita of Rashi. But the Rishonim, as we said, they all disagree with the Shita of Rashi, the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all over here disagree. And says the Ramban, the Ikka question he has is from the Gemara earlier on in Daf Yud Zayin, and the Gemara later in Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, that dam itself does not have any Toyas Mashke. The dam itself cannot be Mekabel Tumah, like a regular Mashke, that is Mekabel Tumah if it touches something which is Tomei. Mamela over here, even if we're going to say that the Makor is considered a Dovah Tomei, but the dam itself is not going to be Mekabel any Tumah. And Mamela, there's no reason why over here we can say the dam should become Tomei from the Makor, because it touched the Makor and the Makor itself is a Dovah Tomei. Mamela, they explain, the Ramban explains, that over here the Madoma of Makor, Makor, Tomei, he understands the reason why the dam is Tomei, is because just like we find it on in Daf Nun Daled, there's a tumor of dam nidois, the dam which is a isha nido, her dam is tomei. So too dam of a isha tahoriyo. But if the dam was made, was created, was noitzar inside the makor, this itself is a sibba that the dam should be tomei. The dam itself, which is in dam makor, the dam makor alone is makor, makor mi tomei, the dam which was created inside the Makor has a tumor on its own of the dam, not because of the maga of touching the Makor, but the dam itself is considered a new gzeis hakosuv, a new halacha Mishim Sinai of a dam Makor which is tomei, just like dam nidois. Just like dam nidois is tomei, so too dam Makor, any dam which is made inside is also dam shenoitzar b'makor, is also tomei kedam nidois. Now, says the chidud halachos later on in Daf Nun Daled Amud Beis, that Be'emes is a big difference between Rashi and Ramban, because according to Rashi, it seems in Rashi that the whole Tumah we have over here is only a Tumas Maga, The reason why the Isha becomes Tomei is because this dam, when it leaves the goof of the Isha, even though Derech Doifen, it's going to touch the Isha and therefore it becomes Tomei. It's Metame the Isha, a Tumas Erev. But it's Mashman Yashi, says the Chidud Alochis, that the tumor that the dam has is only a tumor of a Maga. It doesn't have the tumor Chamura of a Tumas Maso. And later on, when Yashi discusses the tumor of a dam Nidois, and Rashi over there says that Dam Nidois has a chumadiga tumor that it's metamei b'maso. Rashi says we need to have a mekori to teach us this halacha that it's metamei b'maso, which seems to in Rashi that we don't need any mekori to teach us that it's metamei b'maga. And the reason is, says the Chidud Halacha, is because anyway, any dam from the mekori is tomei b'maga because of this halacha of mekori, mekori, mitomei. And the difference is that Dam Nidois, we need a new pasuk to teach us that it's metamei b'maso, because the din on Mekuri Mekuri Mitomori is only in the case Tumas Magor, but not for Tumas Maso. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, they say very clearly that the reason why it's Tomei has a halacha, because the dam itself was created inside the Mekuri, gives it a din of a Dam Nidois, and therefore, just like Dam Nidois is metamei b'maso, so too this dam, which is created Dam Mekuri, is also going to be metamei b'maso. And it's mefurish like this later on in Tosfos, in Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, and Tosfos Rosh, where they also, they all, that this Tumah is actually a Tumas Maso, also on the Dam of Dam Makur, which is Metamei B'Maso, not like the Shita of Rashi, that the Tumah is only a Tumah of Mago. Now, Be'emes, there's another Nafkemina also, between the Rishonim, in understanding if the Tumah of the Makur is because the Dam touched the Makur, it's a Tumas Maga B'Makur, or because the Dam was created inside the Makur, the Nafkamina is going to be in a case where the Gemara discussed earlier in Daft Tezayin Amud Aleph by Dam Mako. The Gemara over there says that Mako from the Tzdodim, from the sides of the Rechem, is also going to be Tomei, the Dam over there, even though it is not Dam Nakur itself, it's not Dam Nidois, but it is Dam Mikoisli at Tzdodim of the Rechem, is also Tomei because of Dam Mako, according to the Madoma, Makuri Makuri Tomei. The Gemara over there, according to the Rishonim, do you have to say that this Dam over here is also considered dam which was created inside the Makuri enough to say that the dam should be Tomei because of this halacha of Makuri, 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 Tomei. Whereas according to Rashi, even though the Makor is not actually dam from the Makuri, as long as the dam goes through the Makuri and actually touches the walls of the Makuri, this alone is enough that the dam should become Tomei, even though it could be the Makor somewhere else, and the Makor is not actually inside the Makuri or the walls, where it is considered something which is Noitzar, which was created inside the dam of the Mako, inside the Rechem itself. This point is, Chazanish points this out in Yeridea, in Simon Kuftes, in Simkotne, that according to Rashi, we have a Chidush, is Medayak like this in Rashi earlier, that according to Rashi, any dam, Mako, any time when the Mako is, even though further in, not just in the Mako, in the Rechem alone, but as long as it went through the Makori and touched the walls of the Rechem, this alone is enough to say that this dam should be Tomei, according to the Man Doma, Mekuri, 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 Tomei. Now with this, the Sidri Taira, in the Chidud Alochis, in Samech Vav Amud Aleph, in the Sidri Taira, in the Sefer, in Kuf Peiches, in Sifkot and Dalet, he says that with this we can answer a very famous theory over here, in the Shita of the Rambam. How do we paskin Alocha? Do we say Mekuri, 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 Tomei? Or do we paskin Mekuri, 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 Tohoi? Because in our Gemara over here, where we're discussing the dam which left the Doifen, the Rambam Paskins over here, like the Rabbonon, that the dam is Tomei, in Hilchos Isuri Bia, in Hilchos Mishka V'Moishav, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, says the Rambam, Mekuri Mekuri Mitomei. But when it comes to the Gemara in Daf Tezayin, where the Gemara over there was discussing the dam of Mako in the Mekuri, over there the Rambam Paskins in Isuri Bia, Perek Ches Halacha Yudalet, like the Rabbonon, like Shem Gamliel, and over there Paskins, the dam is Tor. And the Chiri is a steer, because the Gemara says that both dinim depend on this klal of Makuri, Makuri Moitomi. Says the Sidi Taira, that if we say that the Rambam understands the Tum over here like the Ramban and not like Rashi, then one can understand and say that the Rambam paskins that the Alocha Makuri Makuri Moitomi over here only applies to the dam of the Makuri itself, but the dam of the Makor, of the Kusolim, of the walls of the Makuri. This alone, says the Rambam, this is not enough to say that this dam was created in the Makur, to say it has this Tumas Dam Makur, according to the Madoma, Makur, Makur, Mitomi. And only Reb Shimon ben Gamliel over there in Daf Tezayin, he has a big chidush that even the Dam Mako of the Kusolim is also considered dam which was created in the Makur, enough to say that this dam should also be Tomei. But this extra chidush The Rambam didn't paskin, and the Rambam holds that the other shittas also agree that there's a difference between dam, which was the ikker dam mekor, which is created in the mekor, and there's a difference between the dam of the krisolim, which is only dam, which is only a dam mako. Mameila, if we say that according to shittas Rashi, that the reason why mekor mitome is because of a maga, then there's no difference if the dam is actually created there or if it's in the walls. As long as it touches the sides of the mekor of the rechem, it becomes tome. But says it to the Tari, if we say that the Rambam learns that the Ramban, that the tumah over here is because it was created over there, but maybe we can differentiate and say that the tumah is only in a case where it was dam which was noitzah in the gufa makor, but not in the case where it was only dam mako, and this din, we didn't paskin like the Mandoma, Reb Shimon Gamliel over there, in makor, makor, mutome. But the Maisa, there's one final question that they ask on the Rambam from the next Gemara by us in Memala from its base, from the din of Reb Yochanan, that Reb Yochanan says later on in the Gemara that there's another tumah over here we have because of Mekor, Mekor, Mitome, which is in the case of Mekor Shehizia, Kishtei Tipim Agolio, it is also Tumeo. And the Gemara says there's a Tumas Erev in the case where there's two Tipim Agolios and only by one in Imam Alma Asio, but in the case where we have two Tipim Agolios, it becomes Tome. Rashi over there explains this means Dam Lovon Vitzolul. This is a dam which is Maris Tohiris. It is a kind of color which hasn't got a loch of a dam, and Afa became even so. There's a Tumas Erev over here because the Makur itself was Izia, it came from the Makur and it's Tomei. Now, this dinner alone, the Rambam Paskins La Loch and Mishkan Vemoishav and Perik Aleph Aloch Eches, the Rambam over there says that Dam Yorik, the dam itself is Tohir, asks the Sidi Tayre and Kuf Peiches Yukotin Dalet. This is also a steer to the din of the Rambam that he paskin by us in the Gemara by dam which came out of the Doifin, since the dam originates from the Makuri as a tumor of dam Makuri, and the Rambam paskin the Makuri, Makuri, Meitome. And the Chiria, how when it comes to the din of Rabbi Yochanan, which is referring to dam Yorik, over here the Rambam paskin's Makuri is Makuri, Meitohor, that the Rambam says that this dam Yorik is actually Tohor, the Chiria according to Rabbi Yochanan, any dam Tohor should be Tome. Because of the din of Makuri Makuri Mitome, it should be Tome at least a Tumas Erev. Now there is Rishonim, or Rishonim, in Tosfos Yud, in that Chof Beis Amad Aleph, the Chinuch Usu and Mitzvah Rish Zayin, they explain that dam which is Tor, Bichlal doesn't originate from the Makur, it comes Mino Aliyah, and therefore it is not considered a dam which has the tumor of Makuri Makuri Mitome. Like the Tosfos Yud over there is Mayri Chindat Chof Beis. But the Rambam says the Sidei Taira, the Rambam says clearly that even Dam Yorik originates from the Makur, and over here we do not have the Teretz anymore for Dam Mako, which there we can say that the dam is only in the sides of the Kisolim, of the walls of the Rechem, but over here this dam is Noitzar, Dam Yorik, which is a color which is not Metame, but the dam is still originates, it's Noitzar from the Makur. Why does it not have the tumor of Makuri and Makuri Mitome? Says the Sidi Tari, one have to say that Dam Yorik does not have to come only from the Makur, it could come in Aliyah also, and therefore it could be always a Sofik. And since it's a Sofik, even though it's Halacha Mishmisina over here, it's Tome, but it doesn't have the din of Sofik, the Yaisel Chumir, because of the din of Halacha Mishmisina, it does not have the Chumir of the din of Sofik, the Yaisel, like it's Meduyik, that is in the Gemara. The Gemara says by us, if you only have one Tipo, then the Gemara says, Eima, me alma asya, maybe it comes me alma, and this din, it sounds like it's a Sofik, and even so, it's going to be Tor, we don't have the din of Sofik, the Reis al-Khumra, in the case where it's only Aloch l'mishim Sinai. This is the way the Sidi Tayre explains the Rambam later on in the Gemara, the reason why the Rambam paskins that Dam Yorik is Tor, because it's a Sofik, and the din is a Sofik, Aloch l'mishim Sinai is Tor. But Behemoth, there's a very Yisoidus Digma Halach, we'll end with this point from the Neid Biyuda in Tinyono in Yeridea, Simen Tzadik Zayin, and the Simen later on in Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, and he's Mazbe the Shitta of the Rambam in a different point, and he's Medayik from the Loshon of Rabbi Yochanan in Mekuri Sheizia, it's Tomei. Says the Neid Biyuda, but Emerson, this Tomas Mekuri, this, we find this idea in two different places. At the beginning of the Omid, we find this by Dam Doifen, which is by itself normal dam, which is Dam Nidois. If it will be Derech Re'ia, if it will come out of the normal Derech Erevotha, it will be a Dam Nidois. But over here, there's something missing in the Re'ia of the dam. Nothing in the dam itself. There's nothing missing in the blood. The blood is regular Dam Nidois, but it didn't come out the right way to be Metami the Isha. It came out Derech Doifen. And on this, we have a Gizeh Halacha Mishim in Sinai. According to this Mada Omar, that this is also enough to be Metame Deisha Tumas Erev. Now, besides this, we have another halacha, that's anything which originated in the Makor, which was created over there, is also Tomei. Even Dam Tohri, like Rabbi Yochanan says, Kishtei Tipei Ma'agolius. Says an Eid B'Yudah, one can say, that this extra chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, that we have a tumah even on Dam Tohri also, this is only a tumah kol oid, as long as he's touching the Makor. As long as he's still mechuba to the Makor, then he's metame. But in a case where you already left the Makor, now he's not metame anymore. And only in the first Gemara, where over there we're discussing dam, which is Bemes dam nidois, and the only problem was because it didn't come out in the right way. Over there we have exist also telling us that the dam Makor is tome, even though it came out derech doifen. And this tome is even later on when it doesn't touch the Makor. But the new din, that any dam which originates, which is noitzar b'makor, is tome, this is only colloid as long as it's touching, like the lotion of Al-Gemara, Makor Sheizia, that it is sweating out these two tipi magolios and it's still touching, then it is tomei. Mamela says in Ujibiyuda, if you look in the Rambam by Dam Yorik, the Rambam is actually discussing the dam once it's already left the guf of the Isha. We're not talking about the tumah of the Isha. And over there, Dam Yorik is not actually going to be metami anymore because of this aloha, makori makori tomei, since the Dam Yorik itself is missing in the Ikka tumah of the dam. And the only reason why it's tomei is only because of this new din of Rabbi Yochanan. For this, we need to have that the dam is still touching the Makor, like the Loshon of Rabbi Yochanan, Makor Sheizia, and therefore only the Isha herself, if she's Tor, and she has such a story that it touches the Makor Sheizia, then the Isha becomes Tomei and Tomas Erev. But if you want to know, once this dam leaves the guf of the Isha, if it's going to be Metame Oichlin or Mashkin, over there we say that the dam becomes Tor, the dam is Tor, because only when it's touching the Makor, then it has this new Tumor of Makor, Makor, Metomei. This is a Chidush in the Noid B'Yehuda that is married many times with this Yisoid in the Rambam of Makori Makori Mitomi, that is two separate halachas, and this new din of Rabbi Yochanan is only if it's still touching the Makori, then it can be Metame the Isha Tumas Erev.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.